USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The VP's New Year's resolution helped strengthen voting rights as Vice President Kamala Harris appeared on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday morning and doubled down on the importance of passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Harris saying the stakes are too high to leave the issue unaddressed, expressing exasperation with half of the Senate for refusing to debate the legislation. For now, it all remains at a standstill. A new shortage, a glass bottle shortage affecting wineries and distilleries across the nation. The owner of a whiskey distillery in San Diego says they're living bottle to bottle a day at a time. Supply chain issues aren't just limited to bottles, of course. Distilleries and wineries also say they're having a hard time just getting a hold of corks and labels as well. And the demand is only increasing just ahead of New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.